Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. We're studying on the subject of prayer. My father in the faith, Oral Roberts, when he began, just so much of the things that I'm bringing to you, I learned from him. The first structure on the campus of Oral Roberts University was the prayer tower. So, the first thing then that we did, that Gloria and I did in this ministry, we picked up on that and what we learned from him, and he said, prayer is the foundation of every Christian endeavor. Regardless of any man's ability, he will fail if not backed by prayer. Failure of all Christian enterprise is a prayer failure. Some Christians don't pray at all. They just have a promise box or something. Never give it any time. Just don't ever think about it. And like some man said, well, maybe we should pray. And the other fellow said, has it come to that? Well, it should have started with that. Amen. And that's the reason the Lord dropped it in my heart to spend this 2 weeks with you, beginning with the very teachings of Jesus and what was called the Last Supper. And then his teaching on agreement prayer, which we talked about yesterday. And there are different kinds of prayer. And we talked about the prayer of agreement. We talked about the prayer of faith. Glory to God. So now I want to step into what Jesus said in two places. John 16:23 and Matthew 11:22, 23, and 24, and 25. Now then, well, here it is. Mark 11:22. This is in the Classic Amplified. Now listen to me. And Jesus replying said to them, have faith in God constantly. Truly I tell you, whosoever says to this mountain. Now he was pointing to a particular mountain. They were there. He pointed to that mountain, and it was called the Mountain of Corruption. I learned that from my pastor, Pastor George Pearson. Be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt at all in his heart, but believes that what he says will take place, it will be done for him. For this reason, I'm telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted to you, and you'll get it. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him and let it drop. Leave it, let it go, in order that your Father who is in heaven, excuse me, may also forgive your own failings and shortcomings and let them drop. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you, for forgive you. Now listen to what he said. For this reason, 24th verse, I'm telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believing, believe right then, trust and be confident that it is granted to you and you will get it. Now, John 16:23. Now, I want to tell you, and I'll tell you something about a prayer that Gloria and I prayed years and years and years ago with these two scriptures. When that time comes, you will ask nothing of me. You will need to ask me no questions. I assure you, most solemnly, I tell you, my Father will grant you whatever you ask in my name, presenting all that I am. Did you hear the word grant in both of those? Gloria and I came home. We'd been on the road for, you know, back in those days, we'd stay out 2 or 3 weeks at a time. And my dad was the only hired help we had at that time. And his secretary was our secretary too. Anyway, we came in. And he, in his office, he would go, you know, get what little mail we had. So we dropped in there. And he just handed me this calculator slip. Brother Copeland, what are those? Well, you have a calculator on your phone, right? We didn't have phones we could carry around in our pocket. This was and it came out, had a red $5,000 on the bottom of it. Really? I said, well, Gloria, we need to pray. So I had my Amplified Bible with me. I pushed his desk chair back, got on my knees and had my Amplified, and I turned to those two scriptures. And I said, Gloria, we can agree on this $5,000 because we have a heavenly grant. It is granted from heaven. She said, let me see that. So we both had our Amplifieds there, and she looked at it and looked both. She said, this is a heavenly grant. So yes, it is. So we sat down and wrote out the grant. We wrote it down exactly what we need, and we're still doing it today. This ministry does it. Our board of directors do that, particularly in the area of finances. And 2019, 2020 broke all the financial records. 2021 broke all the financial records. And 2022 has taken off. We're ahead of 2021. But we have heavenly grant, and every member of the board signed it. And we had our lawyer draw it up in legal language, and everybody signed it, and we pray it together. This is the finances we need in this ministry, and we believe we have a heavenly grant, and therefore we have signed this grant in the name of Jesus, and it's signed, and the scriptures are put right there on that heavenly grant. Yes, glory to God, it's a heavenly grant. And then all of us turn over and we agree together and we humble ourselves before God. Now, that brings up something else. Let's go over here to the first letter of the Apostle Peter. We talked about what James wrote. By the way, James is Jesus' half-brother, so he ought to know he was raised in the household with him. And here again, read the whole book. It's a letter. It's only 5 chapters long. Read all of it. And, oh, such great things are our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope
by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you are greatly rejoiced now for a season, if need be. You are in heaviness through manifold temptations, but the trial of your faith, being much more precious than that of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Whoa, glory to God. Just makes you want to just throw a fit. And you just keep reading, and then get, oh, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot, verily foreordained before the foundation of the world, and manifest in these last times for you. Just delicious stuff. And you just keep reading, and then in the second chapter you get healed, and then for you were as sheep going astray, but now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of our souls. You remember what Jesus taught about the prayer of agreement? Humble yourselves as a little child. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. Put it on. For God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care, casting all of your care, worries, anxieties upon him. For he cares for you. Well, we'll go over here, and we'll go down here. And that is, let's start with the fifth verse. Likewise, you who are younger and of lesser rank, be subject to the elders, the ministers, and spiritual guides of the church, giving them due respect and yielding to their counsel. Clothe, apron yourselves, all of you, with humility as the garb of a servant, so that its covering cannot possibly be stripped from you, with freedom from pride and arrogance toward one another. Toward one another. All right. For God sets himself against the proud, the insolent, the overbearing, disdainful, presumptuous, boastful. He opposes, frustrates, and defeats them, but gives grace, favor, and blessing to the humble. So you could look that up in Proverbs 3:34. Therefore, humble yourselves, demote, lower yourselves in your own estimation, under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you. He is not against you or me being exalted, but he doesn't want us exalting ourselves. We humble ourselves. Under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you, casting, now listen to this, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind, be vigilant and cautious at all times, for that enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a lion, roaring and fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. Withstanding. Be firm in faith against the onset, rooted, established, strong, immovable, determined, knowing that the same identical sufferings are appointed to your brotherhood, the whole body of Christians throughout the world. And after you've suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who imparts all blessings and favor, who has called you into his own eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself complete and make you what you ought to be, establish and ground you sincerely, and strengthen and settle you.
Glory to God.
Well, there is a suffering. The Apostle Paul talked about it. It's not just talking about suffering in the flesh. We talked about it right there. You have to resist the devil. You have to resist him. He's not a roaring lion, but he roars around like one. If he's a lion, he's had his teeth pulled. He just makes a lot of noise, trying to scare you off. And the suffering of resisting. Resist him. Resist him. Resist him. Resist him. Everything Jesus bore for us on the cross. Peter said it. He bore our sins in his own body on the tree. So we resist sin. We resist temptation. We stand on the Word of God. Actually, the word sin, look it up. Look it up in Vines. Look it up. Get the Blue Bible out, B-O-B, and look it up. It just simply means to miss the mark. I don't even want to know how many times I missed the mark. Ooh, I'm 85 years old. That's a lot of missing. I mean, that's a lot of missing. But thank God for His blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And there it is. We resist that sin. We resist the temptation to be sick. We resist it. We stand against it. We stand firmly against it. And Gloria and I just made that heavenly grant. And that $5,000, I tell you, it just looked like it had wings on it. I mean, it was just there. It was just there. And at the same time, we were believing for money enough to do the first television broadcast. And so Jerry and I went up. We were in Birmingham, Alabama, together. And so we got up, and I had a Cessna 310 that we flew in there on. And we got out. I said, Jerry, we're going to believe in God for money for this television thing. So let's just get in here. And while we were praying, got up at 5 that morning praying in the Spirit. And we're praying in the Spirit, praying in the Spirit. And so I said, Jerry, the Lord just said to me in my spirit to give Joe Nay that 310. And Jerry said he thought, well, how are we going to get home? That's not my problem right there then. And so I called him. I said, Joe, are you sitting down? And I said, the Lord just told me to give you my Cessna 310, twin-engine airplane. And I heard the telephone hit the floor. Whoa, bless God. He started shouting, running around the room. And he picked up the phone and said, sure enough. I said, sure enough. Glory to God. So we're believing God. Well, we came home. And I said, Jerry, here's what I'm going to do. I said, this is my seed. And I got quite a bit of time on those engines. So I'm going to put it in the shop here and get those engines overhauled. And Jerry said he thought, you're going to give it to the guy? Let him overhaul the engine. No, no. It must be a proper seed. And it was getting close to time for engine overhaul. So I had the ministry had both engines overhauled, and we presented it ready to go. Now what are we going to do? Well, there was a woman that walked in, and there's something had happened with some stock that had been, I think it was her dad or grandfather owned, but and it was pretty well worthless, but it merged with another company, and then it turned out to be worth a whole lot of stock. And she just walked into our office and just brought a check in there for $250,000. Okay. Well, there was the money to do the television. And another friend of mine called me and he said, Kenneth, now he had a twin Cessna, but his was pressurized. Glory to God. He called. He said, Kenneth, the last time I was down there, it just seemed to me like I was flying your airplane, brother. But he said, I owe a little money on it, but I'd like to just go ahead and give it to you. I said, well, that'll just be fine. Just help yourself. There was enough money in that other check to pay off the debt on that twin Cessna, and it was pressurized. The heavenly grant worked. The heavenly grant was working all the time, because Jerry Savelle and I set ourselves in agreement, and we agreed together for the money to do the television, and then we believed together for the money for the next airplane, and it came in right on time. We never missed a lick. That while the engines were being overhauled for Joe Nay's airplane, the 414 came in. We had that airplane. The engines were finished, and I flew it to, Joe was in this area. And he came out there, and we presented it to he and Joanne and their ministry. Glory to God. That's the way this works. Hallelujah. But it all had to do with prayer, the prayer of agreement. It had to do with the prayer of faith. It had to do with the heavenly grants. It was backed by prayer. Now, tomorrow, we're going to talk about we have weapons that guarantee results in prayer. Amen. Can you have any idea how many prayers are in this book? They're all over it. Jesus prayed, God spoke, prophets prayed. I mean, hey, it's a prayer book. Amen. We out of time, is that right? Okay, we're out of time. I'll be back in just a moment.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/tvnotes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
Life can feel unstable. It can seem like there's no light to guide your way. But faith is the force that turns on the lights and changes your circumstance. In the audio series, Consistency, the Powerhouse of Faith, Kenneth and Gloria explain how you can develop unshakable, unswerving faith that will see you through to triumph in the most trying times. Scripture tells us that God is a solid rock to support you when you stand on or put your faith in Him. Living on the rock of revelation knowledge of who Jesus is and who you are in Him puts you in a position to be free no matter where you are or what's going on. Stand. Keep standing on that solid rock. With faith in God, you get the answer to every question for the rest of your life. The Word of God is light, and you are a child of the light. When you go out into the dark, it's not dark anymore. You shine, and those in darkness see that there is an answer. It is faith in God that keeps you in consistent victory. Faith is the spiritual force that can move mountains and change circumstances in your life. Request your free copy of Consistency, the Powerhouse of Faith, an audio series by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Learn how to live in consistent victory. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
John 3:16 says this, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now, in that scripture, Jesus is called the only begotten Son of God. But when Jesus was raised from the dead, He defeated the devil, He stripped him of his power, and Jesus is now called the first begotten Son. It was God's desire through Jesus' work of redemption that many sons be brought to glory. God wanted His family. Jesus made a way for you and for me to become part of His family. Jesus has made us the righteousness of God in Christ, and now we can stand in the presence of the Most High God without any guilt or shame or condemnation. It all starts with making Jesus the Lord of your life. Pray this with me out loud. Heavenly Father, I receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. Take my life and do something with it, and I will serve You all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Now, as a born-again child of God, you have legal right to all that Jesus' name provides. You have legal right to the peace, the victory, the healing, the provision, everything. Think about it. The Most High God is your heavenly Father, and Jesus is the King of all kings. Now, we want to help you learn more about your new life in Christ, and we have a free gift for you called the Salvation Package. It's a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria. And there are also brochures to help you get started reading and studying your Bible. Just go to kcm.org to request your free copy of the Salvation Package, and we'll get that sent to you right away.
Again, thank you for being with us today. And we're studying in this area of prayer. Let me remind you again, get those study notes. And take write all these scriptures down, and then begin to write petitions. Look up the scriptures. If it's a petition for healing, look up healing scriptures, finance scriptures, happiness in the family scriptures, and all of those. Look up the scriptures and write out a petition and a declaration of it. And take the time to write it out and get excited about it, and then get the family and sign it. Glory to God. We'll see you tomorrow. Until this is Kenneth Copeland reminding you again that God loves you and we love you and Jesus is Lord.
If you received Jesus into your heart and made Him the Lord and Savior of your life, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to welcome you to the family of God. They have a gift for you called the Salvation Package to help you understand more about your new life in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/newlife.
Welcome to kcm.org, your study center for victory. Click Start Here to unlock answers on where to begin your faith journey. You'll find links to our most popular content and an overview of what kcm.org can do for you. Start there and don't stop exploring. Find a Bible-believing church home with the Find a Church feature. At kcm.org, we want to answer your questions, encourage you daily, and help lead you on the path to victory in your family, finances, emotional, and physical health. With things to watch, read, pray, and speak, kcm.org meets you where you are.